U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment Harris Sherman is traveling around Southeast Alaska this week. He oversees the U.S. Forest Service. On Saturday, he met with the Juneau Economic Development Council and then traveled to Sitka yesterday to hear from business and community leaders about the future of the Tongass National Forest. Sherman last visited the region about a year ago. Sunday's conversation in Sitka was closed to the general public and the news media. Sherman spoke with reporters afterward.
The ability to get together and work harmoniously on issues can make a tremendous difference. And I think we're seeing here today in Sitka and elsewhere much greater collaboration than we've seen in the past.
Sherman says a lot of that collaboration is taking place between the timber industry and the environmental community. He says both sides have a vested interest in restoring the Tongass National Forest. Among the groups represented on Sunday was the Sitka Conservation Society, which urged Sherman to increase funding to restoration efforts. Their proposal calls for $80 million over 10 years for restoration, $5 million over 5 years for fisheries enhancement, and $2.25 million for education programs aimed at tourists and schools. It also urges more money for research and rural development. Andrew Tomes is executive director of the Conservation Society. He says the Forest Service, especially locally, is heading in the right direction.
I think the Sitka District has really shown the way, and their fisheries and watershed crew are leaders on the Tongass National Forest and some of the projects we have going here. So we're leading the way, and we're hoping for funding that continues that program and bolsters it. Today in the meeting, they heard about how important the permitting and the licensing is for our hydroelectric projects and how we need to shift resources from the timber program to the hydro program so that communities like Sitka who are applying for projects like Blue Lake can get those moving.
Blue Lake is one of two sources of hydroelectric power in Sitka. The city is in the middle of a project to raise the dam and install additional equipment that will help generate more power. Sherman is scheduled to be in Ketchikan and Craig for the rest of the week.